Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. Welcome back to the English with Kirsty podcast. And today it's story time. Well, it's the beginning of some episodes that we're going to have with some of my clients. And they'll be sharing about some of their experiences with languages, with language learning, because I think it's really interesting to listen to other people's stories, because that's the way that we can, first of all, find that we have a lot in common. I've just finished the conversation club this morning, and we were a smaller group because there are some people on holiday, but we were all talking about our experiences as business owners, freelancers, and it's amazing how much you do have in common with other people in this similar situation. Even if we're working in different areas, doing different things, we have a lot in common. So one thing with stories is showing us how much we have in common. Another thing is learning about other people's perspectives, so people who don't see things in the same way as you, or who've had different experiences to you. And thirdly, it's an opportunity to learn, because if somebody's found a different way of doing something or an idea that you hadn't thought of, it can also be a way to help us to learn or to find something new to try. So I think stories can be really good in terms of podcasts, because they help us to get to know other people and to learn new things. And one of the things we were talking about this morning in our conversation club group was about, you know, being passionate about what you do and why we do what we do. And I wanted to start this story series by sharing a bit of mine, because then for those of you who don't know this, you'll get to know me a bit better and maybe you can relate to it as well. So when I think about my interest in language and communication, I usually think, okay, what was my first language at school? And that was French. And that is not, unfortunately, a language that I've continued with. My second was German, and that's an important part of my life and business now. But with the French, I could do the lessons, but I didn't have that same passion and the same love for the languages I've developed for other languages. But the truth is that my interest in language started a lot earlier than then, because I grew up with my grandparents. So I live with my grandparents, and they talked to me a lot from the beginning, because I was the first blind child in our family. So there was no one else with any kind of visual impairment in the family, so that was new for the family. But my grandparents realized that they needed to talk to me and to tell me things, because I wouldn't see them. So it was very important for them to, when we went out for a walk, they would describe what they could see, especially the animals, because I love and still do love animals. I wanted to know all about the dogs and the cats and the birds and whatever other animals were around. But they described things, and that meant that I had a very good vocabulary from an early age, but because they talked to me a lot. So I was interested in reading and books and definitely talking. I love to talk. But I understood that communication was important, because, you know, I couldn't point at things that I wanted. I had to articulate what it was that I wanted to have. Or if I was given different options, the adults around me couldn't show me them. And I mean, they could give me them, but sometimes you can't do that, like if you're in a shop. So I had to be able to articulate what I wanted and to say what I wanted, what I thought, what I felt, because some of the more visual ways of communicating weren't really available to me. And it was the same with kids' TV. Sometimes my friends from the UK will say, do you remember this TV program for kids? I'm like, nope, because I didn't find them interesting, because there weren't enough words. So some of them were stories. That was okay. But anything with like a lot of action and no talking was really dull when you can't see what's going on. I think it's better now. There are audio description tracks that you can activate. So kids nowadays, if they can't see what's going on, probably do have more options than I did. But I liked other things, and again, they were things that had a lot of words. And so that meant that I began to be really interested in words and the meanings of words and learning new words and reading, and all these things were a lot of fun for me. And so I guess from that beginning, then it makes sense that I also became interested in other languages. So there have been different ones throughout my life. German stayed, a couple of others. Hindi and Turkish kind of came and went. I was interested in them, but I wasn't committed enough to learning them. And then Romanian came during the pandemic, and now European Portuguese. And so they are my main three now: German, Romanian, European Portuguese. And they are the ones that I want to develop and nurture, like trees growing to be big and strong. I want them to be the three that I focus on. But again, I was thinking a lot of the way that I learn languages was similar to when I was a child because, for example, when I went to Germany for the first time, I was quite nervous, but I had to explain what I wanted. I can't just go into a shop and get what I need if I'm alone because I need to ask somebody where it is because I can't see it. So, similarly, if I want to choose what I want to eat from the restaurant, I have to be able to communicate that because I can't just communicate with gestures and pointing. If I ask for directions, I have to understand the directions because if somebody says it's over there, that doesn't mean much either. So I need to use a lot more words when I communicate in other languages too. And I think that's what really helped me to learn them because I thought, okay, if I'm going to need to be able to communicate because some of the other tools aren't available, then I need to understand words. And that's why for German, I read a lot of books, and that really helped to develop my vocabulary. And with the others too, I tend to consume content online, which you don't need to be able to see to understand what's going on. And because of that, there is a lot more verbal content. There are a lot more words. It might be a documentary about something, or it might be an interview, but it's not visual content, and that means that all the stuff I listen to is very kind of word heavy, and that helps me to develop my vocabulary, and in turn helps me to express myself when there are things that I want to say in those languages. And that's always been really important to me, being able to be myself. I remember the first times I went to Germany, and I felt like I was somebody else because I wasn't really showing my true personality. In German, that is much better now because I'm talking about things that happened, I don't know, 20 years ago, and I've come a long way since then. So I am more Kirsty. I am Kirsty in German. In Romanian, more or less, unless we get onto something very specific, difficult vocabulary, then maybe not so much, or maybe not in a big group so much, but I can pretty much be myself and convey my personality in Romanian. Portuguese, no, not yet. I can understand a lot of what's going on around me, but I don't communicate as Kirsty communicates yet because I've only been doing it for a year. But given time, another few months, and hopefully that will change. But going back to the passion about why we do what we do, for me, that is very much linked to why I do what I do. Because I was saying this morning in the session that it's not because I want everybody to speak amazing English, although of course I'm happy to help people with that, and I can help people with that because that's my job. My motivation is really helping people to feel more comfortable being themselves in English. So not just thinking about, oh, is this sentence correct? Of course, we want our sentences to be correct, but equally important is, does this sound like me? So if somebody heard me saying this and they knew me and they knew how I speak another language, would they think, yeah, that sounds like her when she speaks English? Because when people can do that, they feel more confident, they feel more relaxed, they don't feel so stressed. And it's actually like a journey of discovery because you get to know yourself better sometimes when you're learning another language, you discover new things about yourself or parts of yourself that you can express in that language, maybe in a different way than you do in your first language. And it's a bit of a journey of discovery. And that's why I'm offering the new mentoring sessions as well, because it's not focused on just learning English or business English or English for a certain purpose. It's really how you use English, how you are gonna how you can develop maybe where you're a bit stuck with your English and how you express yourself in that way in English. Finding out what your challenges are, some strategies for overcoming them, so that you can be the person who you really are when you speak English, so you can be your authentic self. So that's the mentoring course or the mentoring program that I have available. I'll add the link to the show notes, but that's really something that I guess maybe I would have liked for my German. I guess it's not so relevant for me now, but something that would have really helped me, I've created for people in English, so that we can go through that together. Because if you're doing it on your own, sometimes you can think, oh, I'll do that next week, next month, and then it never happens. But this course just gives you the time to sit down with me, and of course I will help you to improve. I will give you suggestions, I will answer questions about English. But the activities that are planned for this mentoring program are very much about you and about your communication style and about how you want to communicate in English and how to get you there. And some of that may be learning certain things about English or practicing certain things, but some of it isn't really language related as well. Some of it is about how we treat ourselves, the conversations we have with ourselves when we don't get something right, or how willing we are to try new things. So there's lots to explore, and the idea at the end is to be for you to be more confident and to feel better and to feel more free to use English as you would use your other languages. So coming back to the story, this is what I'm passionate about doing. I realize how important it is for me to do that, and that's why I want to help other people on this journey. And because I think there are so much that we can do with good communication. So my background before I became a language teacher, I'm going to say 10 years ago, but that's wrong. 12 years ago. Before that, I worked in communications, and that was also important. I felt, it's really important that we communicate clearly, but the people part was missing, the language part was missing. But I think if we can learn to communicate our messages in a way that makes sense to the people with whom we're speaking and a way that makes sense for us, then life will be more interesting, more exciting, more beautiful, and calmer, because we won't have some of the communication challenges that we have when we don't express ourselves properly. I'm going to leave you with this. This is basically my story, why I do what I do, and why I care so much about language and communication. And in the coming weeks, as well as some other episodes with tips and information that will help you to develop your language and communication skills, we'll also have some other people sharing their stories as well, and I hope you'll enjoy them. So if you would like to contact me, you can message me at podcast@englishwithkirsty.com. You can also send me a message on LinkedIn. I don't think there are many Kirsty Wolfs who are language trainers, so it should be easy to find me on LinkedIn. Or you can send me your feedback about anything else you'd like to discover on this podcast. And I hope you enjoy the other episodes that are coming up in this series. Have a wonderful week and have fun learning English.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.